Thank you, Maria. Our next speaker is Shannon Scott from the New Zealand CAA, and he's just going to squeeze past.
Well, good morning. Today I'll be flying through an overview of the operational measures that the New Zealand aviation industry has introduced to reduce emissions. And I'll also be taking a very quick look at some of the advantages of performance-based navigation in New Zealand, which will also be an important factor in some of our future efficiency gains. So, as you can see from this little globe here, aviation is extremely important to New Zealand. It probably would have taken me several weeks to come here without aircraft. And it's very important both economically and socially. It keeps us connected with each other and to the world. And as you can see, most of the world is quite a long way away from us. At the same time, we value having clean air, clean water, and wonderful natural landscapes like this that we enjoy and share with the more than 2 million visitors who come to New Zealand each year, and most of them who come by plane, albeit larger aircraft than this one that you see flying into Milford Sound. So we have quite a strong interest in ensuring the sustainability of aviation in New Zealand. So beginning with air traffic management, Airways Corporation of New Zealand provides air navigation services for aircraft flying in most of the New Zealand administered airspace, which is one of the largest areas of airspace in the world. Their long-term development is guided by this document, Vision 2015, which is aimed at driving a shift from tactical control to strategic control and to managing an aircraft's profile from departure gate to arrival gate, which we've also heard from several of our other speakers this morning. And emissions management is a central element of this Vision 2015. One of the initiatives supporting this vision is Collaborative Flow Manager. The system, which is previously known as Collaborative Arrivals Manager, helps airlines and controllers avoid unnecessary airborne delays and holding during bad weather and at peak times by sharing real-time information through a web-based interface. It allows decisions to be made to hold flights on the ground rather than to incur in-flight holding and delay vectoring. So CFM has been employed at Auckland and Wellington airports, but the benefits of reduced disruptions have spread right across the network. Before CFM was introduced in September 2007, monthly airborne delays at Wellington and Auckland added up to an average of around 28,000 minutes. In 2009, this figure fell to less than 5,000 minutes. Airways estimates that CFM saved emissions of about 25,000 metric tonnes of CO2 during 2009 for domestic flights into Wellington and Auckland, and 32,000 tonnes of CO2 right across the network, including international flights into Auckland. The airlines have seen measurable benefits from CFM. Pacific Blue recorded a decrease in airborne delays of almost 15,000 minutes between 2008 and 2009 on their fleet of 737-800s as the use of CFM became fully embedded in their operations. And you can see that quite clearly in this graph here. And international arrivals are also visible to controllers 2 hours away, so they can make better flow assessments to manage these flights. So as a result, airborne delays incurred by international arrivals into Auckland have reduced from an average of 1,600 minutes per month down to 400 minutes with CFM. Airways Corporation's AirShare control system has quite a crucial role to play in managing safety and efficiency of flights across our vast Auckland Oceanic region. I won't dwell on all the different tools and methods that they use, many of which have already been introduced today, except I'll mention that user-preferred routes are now available for all flights in the Auckland Flight Information Region. And in 2008, Air New Zealand reported that UPRs were saving them an average of 616 kilograms of fuel per flight to Japan and Shanghai, which is adding up to a total of over 1 million kilograms of fuel a year. As Maria has just mentioned, Airways is a founding member of the Aspire Partnership, and Air New Zealand operated the first Aspire demonstration flight, which was on a Boeing 777 from Auckland to San Francisco on 12th of September 2008. This first flight saved an estimated 3,500 kilograms of fuel, or over 11,000 kilograms of CO2. Now, these results of these ideal flights are now forming the basis of benchmark metrics for fuel and emissions, and these will be presented in the 2010 Aspire Annual Report when this is released later this year. One of the next challenges for Aspire is to bring these ideals fully into daily operations, and this may begin as early as June 2010 with daily Aspire flights on selected routes. As for airline operations, Air New Zealand, reducing fuel consumption and greenhouse gas emissions makes perfect business sense. The airline has either implemented or has underway some 40 to 50 projects to reduce fuel burn and emissions. Since 2005, and excluding new aircraft purchases, their operational savings initiatives together have reduced total fuel burn by about 4% across the fleet, equivalent to 130,000 tonnes of CO2. The savings for the domestic Boeing 737-300 fleet have been even greater, reaching 6%. The airline has introduced a number of new techniques to optimize operations, but again, many of these have already been discussed this morning, so I won't go into these in any detail right now. Air New Zealand recently installed blended winglets on its fleet of five Boeing 767-300s. These 3.4-metre high extensions, developed by aviation partners Boeing, and in this beautifully romantic picture here, are helping the airline save an average of 5.5% in fuel burn, or over 18,000 tonnes of CO2 emissions a year. The airline is also a launch customer of the Boeing 777 Performance Improvement Package, which is expected to save 1% of fuel each year. And they've installed zonal dryers on their 767s and A320s and plan to install them on the 777s to remove the weight of excess moisture from fuselage insulation. As for fleet upgrades, this year 777-300s will start taking the place of 747-400s, and these are expected to save up to 20% of fuel per passenger. The airline's the launch customer of the new Sharklet, or winglet-equipped A320, which will be delivered from 2012. Airbus expects that these Sharklets will reduce fuel burn by up to 3.5% over longer sectors. And the airline is the launch customer of the Boeing 787-9 with 8 aircraft on order. Now, although airports perhaps make a small overall contribution to aviation's emissions, their public profile means that they can act as good examples of leadership in emissions reduction and sustainability. And in New Zealand, among our airports, the two main international airports are leading the way in reducing their emissions. So for Christchurch International Airport, which is somewhere down there below the International Space Station, they were the first airport in the Southern Hemisphere to gain carbon neutral certification. They achieved this in 2008 through Carbon Zero, which is a leading program set up by one of New Zealand's government-owned research institutes, Landcare Research. As well as measuring emissions, the Carbon Zero program also requires the airport to reduce their emissions, which is good for the company as energy is one of their largest costs. And Auckland International Airport, the country's main international gateway, participates in the Carbon Disclosure Project's annual survey of companies and has been listed on the FTSE for Good Index in the UK on the strength of their sustainability reporting and carbon disclosure. So the company's introduction of low-emission vehicles reduced their greenhouse gas emissions by 67 tonnes over 2 years. In addition, the roof of their international arrivals area now has one of New Zealand's largest solar PV arrays, and this is saving up to 16 days' worth of electricity supply a year. And solar hot water panels are being used to supply passenger facilities, generating further electricity savings. Performance-based navigation is already helping to reduce emissions and will be a major component of future efficiency gains. So, for example, a new RNAV standard terminal arrival into Wellington saved an estimated 1,170 tonnes of CO2 over the first 9 months of 2009 due to the shorter distances flown by arriving aircraft. And the mountain resort of Queenstown, which you see here in the picture, was the first New Zealand destination to have RNP-AR approach procedures defined. These are helping Qantas and Air New Zealand avoid costly flight diversions when visibility is low. in the first 12 months of Air New Zealand's 737 operations into Queenstown with these new procedures, they avoided some 46 diversions and 40 cancellations. So good for the airline and good for the passengers who didn't appreciate being passed 2 hours from Invercargill. We'll be working to roll out greater use of PBN over the coming years, and this is all detailed in our New Zealand PBN implementation plan, which we lodged with ICAO late last year. Now, the CAA is now in the process of developing a national airspace and air navigation plan. This will set a framework for safety, efficiency and environmental sustainability for civil aviation in New Zealand, in alignment with the ICAO Global Air Navigation Plan. So this plan will ensure we can make the best use of new technologies such as PBN and maintain full interoperability with the rest of the world. So to conclude, with New Zealand's reliance on efficient air transportation, the aviation industry is very active in a range of measures to reduce emissions from operations. These initiatives will help our industry to maintain its performance and resilience in the years ahead. And while individual organisations can and do make a difference, we'll increasingly need a whole-of-system approach to achieve the greatest possible efficiencies. And our airspace and air navigation plan, we expect, will help to formalise this approach in New Zealand, with environmental performance as one of its cornerstone elements. So thank you very much for your attention this morning.